Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater, excuse me, in Los Angeles. I didn't bring out a beverage. That was a mistake. The UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Wednesday, December 9th, right? Does that sound good? 2015. Let me see your name tags, LA. I know you brought some. You got Nick Follows instead of It Follows. I don't even know what that is other than a series of lights. Oh, wait. John? John-er? John-earth? John-er. What does that mean? John-er?
Yeah, I'm more okay. John than the other guy.
You're the John-eriest person I know. There's a Doug Loves Movies logo on an iPad that's being, it says pick me on it, and there's a hand jumping around, and then what's your name?
Divine.
Divine Loves Movies?
Yeah.
And it's your face instead of mine? You worked hard. Good luck to you. The Gabe Escape instead of the Great Escape. See, I figured that one out quickly. I don't know what this Armageddon thing's about. A.K. Margeddon? Moran? What's your name?
Brandon.
Brandon? You put Brandon into Armageddon? That's a good slogan. It's not Armageddon without Brandon. Well, thank you to everybody who brought name tags, and good luck being chosen. As you can see, I've got five guests tonight, and I was even confused and startled by the number of chairs out here. When I walked out here, I was like, was that many people backstage? Oh, I guess so. Doug's plugs. I'm doing stand-up at the Irvine Improv on Monday, December 28th, and the Punchline in Sacramento on Tuesday, December 29th. Join me during the holiday taint. And get info about these dates and more at douglovesmovies.com. That's douglovesmovies.com. Apologies for the anyone who wants the 12 guests of Christmas East Coast edition hasn't shown up on iTunes yet. And what can I say? They're slow over at iTunes. If you want it right now, if you cannot wait, it's at douglovesmovies.com. I'm not going to say it twice, .com. From the corrections department, Amy Miller was right. You've never seen Santa quite like this before is a tagline for Santa Claus The Santa Claus and not Jingle All the Way. Yeah. The department that writes out my questions and answers has been fired. They've all been sacked. The prize bag tonight, I brought a bunch of stuff, and we've got five guests, so I'm excited to see what they bring. I brought a Douglas Movies t-shirt from North Carolina. A dude gave me this hoodie that I regret giving away already. It says, Laugh Local on the back of it, and has the outline of the state of North Carolina. And it's a blue, super comfy hoodie that if whoever wins it, it's going to have to explain what Laugh Local means and why there's an upside down Tennessee. I got this button when I saw Our Brand is Crisis. They had Our Brand is Crisis buttons in the lobby, so who wouldn't want to wear that? I've got a warm head hat that says Chiba Chews on it. ChibaChews.com. This was given to me when I was on AM Northwest in Portland. It's a cacciatore. It's just sausage that apparently you can just wrap up in brown paper and it's going to be good for a while. That seems sketchy to me. And then I've been giving these out constantly. House at the end of the street, wrist slappy thingy. I fucking love these things. I don't know. I haven't seen House at the End of the Street, but I love these wrist slappy thingies. All of that, plus what my guests bring, please welcome the creator and cast of You're the Worst, Stephen Falk, Aya Cash, Heather Donahue, Todd Robert Anderson, and Janet Varney. I was like, let's do a show to promote the season finale of You're the Worst on FXX. And then we all settled on the night where the finale is tonight. So when this is posted tomorrow on the internet, it's going to be perfect timing.
No help whatsoever.
Yes, that's right. And that's the creator of You're the Worst, Stephen Falk, everybody. I met him because I was a fan of the program Weeds, and not for reasons that you guys would assume. It was really strong character comedy. But I followed you over to You're the Worst, and it's a hilarious program.
Thank you. Thank you. Not as much marijuana, but thank you.
Yeah, but some.
Some.
And definitely some drugs.
Yes, a lot of drugs.
Yeah, harder drugs than I'm used to.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't relate to these characters.
No, they're unrelatable.
Yeah. No, not to everybody. Just to me, Stephen. So, but the good news is, and it's already been released a week ago, is that you are coming back for a third season.
Yes.
And everybody, look forward to that in 2018.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it'll be sooner than that, yes.
Yeah, like next year.
Next fall-ish, you think?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's.
You guys ready?
Totally do it.
All right.
Janet, hold on to your microphone.
Janet.
When you make noises, we want to hear them.
My laugh is so loud. No microphone needed.
Well, you know, you're professional. You can work it. You can work it out. But let's start down on this end since we already have. It's Janet Varney, everybody.
Yeah.
What did you, first of all, bring for the prize bag tonight? Do you have an item for us?
I did. I only have two left. One is my own, but if you don't care about this, you can sell it because someone will. But this is I just signed a Legend of Korra season one DVD. Which is
book one.
Are you in that?
Air.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in it.
I thought it had to be something that I don't know, listen.
No, that's good. It's so you want to promote something? Yeah, and it's...
sure.
No, I'm saying
promote
that's...
Promote the thing that is no longer on the air, for sure. I want to promote it.
Well, just your participation of it? You're proud about it? And you signed it somewhere?
I signed it on the cover. I didn't know what we were supposed to bring.
Where is it? Where's your signature?
It's in a magical.
Oh my God! It's right across
silver.
That. Is that a lady?
It's her beautiful breast.
It's right across her breast.
A beautiful ample breast.
You wrote JVA.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not that ample.
All right. All right, JVA, and your character on the program is called what's your name? Becca.
Mm-hmm.
And. I'm going to ask this of everybody, so get ready. What kind of movies do you think Becca likes?
Oh, man.
Like, what would be Becca's favorite movie if she had one?
I think that she probably thinks that she can relate to the gravitas of Steel Magnolias.
Somebody like that Shelby the Juice.
She thinks that. But she also probably really likes Magic Mike.
Oh,
but not for the Soderbergh reasons. Like, I don't think she gets anything other than
Channing
Tatum.
No, not for the indie film. Yeah.
Any additions, Stephen?
Dancing and. Oh, that's interesting. We'll go to Stephen after each of the actors
to find out how fired we are.
Yeah, those are all wrong.
How fired am I?
No, all wrong.
Wonderful.
Not at all.
Wonderful.
Godard.
Oh, Becca's in a Godard.
Breathless.
All right. Well,
this is wonderful.
I would never want her on this program. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Todd Robert Anderson, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Doug.
Vernon is the name of your character on the show.
Yep.
Do you already have
Vernon
an answer for what movie Vernon would be
Well,
into?
I think Vernon's number one movie is National Lampoon's Animal House. His number two movie is Roadhouse.
Oh, these are great choices. These are American classics.
These are also just Todd's choices.
They're also my favorite movies.
Is he right, Stephen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you nailed 100%. It. Good job.
Yeah.
And
he likes Van Wilder, too.
Yeah.
Our friend Bert Kreischer, who's been on this show, was the inspiration for Van Wilder, I'm told. But he looks nowhere good as Ryan Reynolds. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think even Bert would be offended by that. What'd you bring for the prize bag, sir?
I brought a bunch of stuff in this Sephora bag. I wrote a book called Don't Act, 101 Reasons Why You Shouldn't. I brought that. I brought an indie movie that I'm in called Fuzz Track City.
Sounds like Vernon movie.
What do you play in that?
I play an alcoholic detective.
You're like the lead character.
Yeah, I bed Dee Wallace. Take her to bed.
Oh, I glanced at it. I thought Eli Wallach was in the movie, but it's Dee Wallace.
It's not. Yeah, Eli Wallach.
She's not Dee Wallace Stone anymore. She dropped the stone.
She dropped the stone.
Yeah, good for her. I know how hard it is to have a kidney stone and not be able to.
You're right. I also brought, because it's Christmas, a copy of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Well, you're outdoing yourself now. This is crazy.
Well, I'm a huge fan of this show. I'm a little starstruck right now.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's super. I'm freaking out. And this is a collection of Van Damme pictures.
Yeah. We got Hog Target. We got Lionheart. We got Sudden Death. And The Quest.
There it is.
Yeah, all of those are on
all
one.
All great.
Yeah. Three of which are rated R. One's PG-13.
The Quest.
Yeah, he tried to go a different route on The Quest, and that didn't work out either.
Nope.
Well, those are terrific gifts. That's fantastic. Thank you very much, and thanks for being a fan of the show. So does that mean you think you're going to be great at the games today?
No, I mean, I feel like... when I listen at home, I'm really good at the games. But now that I'm here, nope.
Yep, you're already feeling the pressure.
Yeah,
you already feel like you don't know anything about movies.
I don't know movies.
Yeah. People really blank out. But I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
And let's hear it for Heather Donahue, everybody.
Lindsay
on the show. Why are you reacting to your microphone like it did something crazy?
I thought it didn't work. It does. Okay.
It's working. thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And what do you have for the prize bag?
I'm very
stuff
excited
from
about
everyone
this.
In front of you. You are?
So this is a vintage piece. So,
a vintage piece?
It's vintage, and I'll tell you why. So a few weeks ago, I was doing, Stephen and Todd have a sketch show they do called Film Pigs, and they were all talking about a movie called Highlander. What's the line in Highlander that's famous? These. Told me about.
There can be only one?
There can be only one, yeah.
That one. They were all quoting.
Yeah, Douglas movies.
Well done.
So they were talking about this, and I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't know. So Todd was like, you haven't seen Highlander? And I'm like, no. So he's like, all right, we're going to make a night out of this. So I went to Todd's house and watched it, and I fell asleep.
Yeah, she didn't even get to the good stuff. It was like 40 minutes in.
I woke, and then he tried to put on another movie after, and I was like, what's going on? So.
Wait a second. That sounds
like
weird.
Cosby, but with movies. He just shows you movies that you won't like until you fall asleep, and then the real magic happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Highlander's a real dude flick. That's a weird one to invite a lady over
and go,
here, watch this.
Well, no, she really wanted
this.
To see it. I explained to her the weird casting where the French guy is playing a Scotsman and the Scottish
There's
guy
so
is playing
much to
a
wrap
Spanish
your head
guy.
Around.
She really was interested at that point. So I said, okay, you should watch it.
So cut to, we get asked to do your show, and we're all very excited, and I called Todd, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to bring the copy of Highlander that I fell asleep to. So that's why it's vintage.
There it is. The sleepiest, the most sleep-inducing copy of Highlander.
And I even called him. I called him this morning, and I was like, listen, Todd, I was like, I understand if you say no, if it's a sentimental piece, like, because, you know, people get touchy about this stuff.
It was difficult. I was very polite about it.
So I was like, if you give me your copy and I give it as a prize, I'll reimburse you a Highlander copy later.
Don't worry, dude. Like, within a few years, you're going to be able to download a copy of that movie into your brain directly.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you don't need a physical copy.
No,
of it
it's
anymore.
A waste
also,
of space.
Also, one last thing. Me and Aya went skydiving recently and tripled our fundraising goal to raise money to end human sex trafficking. And this is the top we wore when we jumped out of a plane.
What does it say?
Keep the girls safe.
Keep the girls safe. I love it.
So that's special. That's sentiment.
And I just heard today, I saw just now, breaking news, sex trafficking has ended.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I just heard
Good work.
Completely done.
Well done.
They totally wrapped it up.
Good job, Heather.
Yeah. They did the martini shot and then closed their doors. No, that's a super awesome cause, and thank you for bringing that. And part of that cause with you, sitting next to you on your right, it's Aya Cash, everybody. And we got to ask Heather really quick. What movies is Lindsay like?
I was so happy. I thought you forgot.
All right, moving on.
Oh no. I feel like Lindsay is self-involved and just watches reality shows. I do think she watches hentai. I feel like she watches porn and like studies it and like tries to copy the actresses in the porn.
Steven, is that accurate?
Accurate.
Very good. Aya, what do you got for us?
All right, I have... So I listened to a show and John Hamm bought a GoPro and I was like, well, shit, I need to bring it. And then I didn't. I brought a shitty cup that says you're the worst on it. It's a trash juice cup. So the one
shitty.
Of you that watches our show, that's probably my husband in the audience, you'll know what that is. And then I ran into Todd out in front of the theater, and I was
Todd's
like...
Todd's just hanging out with everybody.
I was just, I loiter a lot.
Well, I saw him, and I was like, what'd you bring? And then he showed me all his cool gifts, and I was like, motherfucker, I don't have anything. I have a shitty plastic cup. So I went to the bookstore / DVD store / record store that's next door, and I...
Ooh, what'd you get?
Bought, in honor of my lovely co-star, Heather Donahue, who is in Grease Live. I brought John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John this Christmas. Don't all scream with delight.
I'm a little bit Scientology. I'm a little bit leaving this CD. Would be a
the lyric. Guy in front of me was actually buying Going Clear, so it was a perfect sort of interaction for the clerk.
I love that we're right across the street from Scientology. Wait, you got something else?
One more. Just because I was like, well, these are actually very lame, so I'm going to bring one cool thing, which is Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas Special.
On a dying format called DVD. We'll pass all that stuff down here, you guys, so I can put it into the bag.
Wait, I got an additional toddler.
But first, Aya, what's a movie that your character on the show would enjoy?
I feel like...
Gretchen?
Gretchen does not watch movies, so I feel like the last movie she was into was probably Cruel Intentions, because every 90s girl was into Cruel Intentions. Thank you, the three of you.
That's a good answer. Steven, can you back that up?
Yeah, that's totally true. So,
he's moved on.
I also heard John Hamm bought a fucking GoPro, so I brought a drone that...
Oh, fuck you.
A drone?
Yeah. It's a little drone.
A real life drone?
Well, so, our lead actor, Chris Gere, gave me two, so I'm re-gifting one.
Chris couldn't be here because he's British.
Yeah. And this is almost exactly as good, but it's a screenplay to Wild, starring Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, that's a commercial for backpacks.
It's a commercial for backpacks. Wait, hold on, there's more. So, Ride with the Devil, starring Jewel.
Yeah. I think there were some other people in there, but...
Nah, doesn't matter.
Since she breastfeeds, I'll give it to her.
And then I actually like this movie a lot, but the central performance is horrible. Eric Bogosian in Talk Radio, Oliver Stone. It's a really good movie.
You enjoy the Bogosian?
You just took down Eric Bogosian.
Look, his final monologue with the 360 circuit, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's bad acting. I love him. And then there's a season 2 cast and crew, You're the Worst Bag.
Let's put everything in that bag.
I will
bag.
Never use.
Put everything back in that bag. Yeah, you can't, when you're the creator of a show, you can't walk around with a bag with the name of it on there. Oh, why does it say you're the worst in my bag? I created it. I'm the mastermind. Well, that's still amazing stuff. A drone. It's a little one, but still. That's a first. Let's just go down the line, starting with you, Steven. Last movie that you saw.
My fiance and I took our 10-week-old baby daughter to a drive-in this past weekend. There's one in City of Industry, if you don't know, to see Creed.
What was the... Was it a double feature or just the Creed?
There was another movie, but we can only... You know, she's 10 weeks, so she can only last through one movie.
Through Creed?
She likes boxing movies.
Oh, they didn't double it up with Southpaw?
No, they should have. They should have. Yeah, no, it's great. You can bring beer, and we snuck our dog in, but as we were driving in, I noticed that it said no pets allowed. So my fiance was in the back seat with the baby, so she threw a blanket over the dog, but the dog refused to sit down, so there was just a dog with a blanket over its head. And the lady was like, just looked at the dog going like this, and said, 1950, I don't care, whatever.
She cited a specific year?
Yeah.
This is something that would happen in 1950.
Yeah.
I don't care. What about Creed, though? Did you like it?
I did, yeah. The quality of picture is not great at the drive-in, but getting past that, I liked it a lot. Yeah, I thought it was... to make a really good standalone movie from a seventh movie in a series is unheard of. I mean, Halloween did it, but...
Yeah, that's not true at all.
No, not true.
Aya, what about you? Have you been to the movies?
The last movie I saw was on Netflix, and it was about, I think his name, I just watched this movie, I can't remember his name, Seymour Hersh, Josh? Nope, my husband, disowned me.
Stepped
he's
out.
Like, you're on your fucking own. Don't bring me into this. But he's a PM. What?
Okay. What was it?
Nope, still silent.
What'd you guys watch?
Oh, he doesn't know. He's disowning
no,
your
we listened to the podcast where you made someone leave when they called out, so he's just afraid of you.
Yeah, he's trying to be a good audience member, but I think when someone's name checked, they can talk.
Right.
I think that's how it should work.
Anyway.
But what was
he's
it?
He is a piano teacher. He was like a pianist. And it's never not funny. And he...
this is a documentary?
It's a documentary, yes. Hmm. And it's fantastic. Ethan Hawke created it.
Ethan Hawke was like a producer on it?
Yeah, and he's sort of in the movie introducing
it. Does anybody know what this is?
Seymour, an introduction.
Yeah.
What?
Seymour, an introduction.
Seymour, an introduction. What a terrible title to have to yell out.
That's why
and get people to understand. But as a good movie?
Very, very good movie.
All right. Where can people see it?
On Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
I'm Netflixing like crazy right now, so I'll check that out. Kether?
So right now I'm in rehearsals for Grease Live, and the director
of Wait, that's why you quoted Grease to me when I saw you tonight?
Oh, yeah, because literally all day every day I'm like, ramma, lamma, lamma. When I come home, I'm like singing and dancing. So when I came in with whiskey because I can't do an interview without drinking. And I went in and I was like, you want a little sneaky peek to get the potty going?
I was like, that's Rizzo from Grease that she's quoting because she knows I love musicals. But no, you're just living and breathing
I'm living
that entire
a
show.
Musical, yeah. So we're in rehearsal, and the director cracked a joke, and no one laughed, which was weird because he's funny, and people usually laugh at his jokes. And the reason no one laughed is because he was quoting something from Waiting for Guffman, and no one had seen it.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
there's young people out there.
So we're like. Today is Wednesday. So two nights ago, this is unacceptable behavior that you have not seen Waiting for Guffman. So we all watched it, and that's the last movie I saw.
You liked it, right?
I did. I love Catherine O'Hara.
Does Fred
Posey.
Willard at some point say, "And do you want me to strike this stool?" Because that's what I remember, and it made me laugh so hard because it's just so stupid.
I missed that.
To offer to strike the stool. But yeah, it's a super fun movie, and as are all of the Christopher Guest joints.
I enjoyed it. I want to see it again. It was one of those movies where I was like, when it was done, I was like, I want to watch that again.
Well, there's a lot of subtle jokes that you missed the first time around. It's true about Guffman. Repeated watchings.
I love that you picked that up, Todd.
I'm just... why?
Because now
agree.
We're moving to you.
Okay.
And asking the same question.
All right, so...
Last movie you saw.
Literally the last movie. Mm-hmm. It was... I got in the mail yesterday my brand new, just released Blu-ray copy of Blue City with Judd Nelson and Ali Sheedy.
You ordered that through the mail?
I'm an Amazon Prime member. It comes in 2 days. Free
why
shipping.
Why were you so... Why did you have such urgent... why was it so important you see that movie within 2 days?
It was nostalgic, I guess. I remember really liking Blue City because I thought Judd Nelson was the shit in the 80s, and I hadn't seen it since then. And
yeah, you were like 8 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was R-rated, and I wasn't supposed to look at it, but I did anyway. And so I really wanted to see it again.
Does it stand up?
Yep.
That doesn't sound very confident.
I mean, it's still not very good.
So even the first time, you had qualms.
No, it was a disappointment, but I remember the excitement, and then I wanted to recapture
the
excitement.
I know the excitement. 2/5 of Breakfast Club! I can't fucking believe it!
Yeah.
But then, no, it's not good.
And it's all Judd Nelson the whole time.
Yeah,
and he blows up a car.
She's barely in it.
She's barely in it. Yeah, she doesn't have a lot to do.
Is it better than From the Hip?
Way better from the Hip.
What?!
Yeah, it's better than...
He gets some good speeches in From the Hip.
Yeah.
And he holds
attorney?
Up a dildo one time in a court
but
of law.
In Blue City, the first thing he does is he walks into a bar and he starts a fist fight. And then like 10 minutes later, he blows up a car. And then he gets in gunfights and he punches people. It's way better than from the hip speeches.
This is really intimidating because I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Like, it's just white noise.
Yeah. It's funny that anyone would not know about Blue City with Ally Sheedy and Judd Nelson.
It's weird.
Yeah. A film that kind of torpedoed both of their careers.
Yeah, that's like the one.
Kind of sputtered after that. But thank you for that. And Janet, finally to you.
The last for reals can't movie lie about it. Last movie I saw.
Yeah, you can.
I wish I wouldn't have watched the movie I watched last night because I had seen Song of the Sea before that, which I loved. Do you guys know this movie? This animated, beautiful Irish movie? Somehow I missed it. Guys, get out there and see it. Your heart will expand five sizes.
But what did you watch? What did you watch that you feel badly about?
Sinister, starring Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke's having quite a shout-out.
Aren't they already up to Sinister 2?
Yeah, I felt I needed to.
You're just getting into it?
I did. I really felt I needed to get a sense of the backstory before I indulged in Sinister 2.
I have a completely unfounded hatred of Ethan Hawke. Like, there's no reason. Yeah. There's no reason for me to dislike him.
Oh, there are reasons.
Perfectly
decent actor.
Yeah.
But there's something about the movies he's in. But like, I'll watch something like Boyhood, and I'm like, God damn it.
How about Training
he's
Day?
Good. He's all right. He got the Academy Award nomination, but I think Denzel kind of swept him up into that. I think it's hard to not be good opposite Denzel when he's yelling at you. It's not going to be that hard to act intimidated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. But what was the one you just saw?
Sinister.
Oh, Sinister. And like every 10 or 15 minutes, something jumps out at you?
For sure.
That kind of scary?
For sure.
PG-13?
Like, check it off the list. Scorpion, check. Coral snake, check. Dead children, check.
Oh.
Extra dead children, check. Surprise scream ripoff mask in bushes, check. You can go into scary slides scary old Super 8 movies. You can actually go into them and have horrible things happen. It's very sinister, Doug. Very sinister.
Hence the name.
It stretches beyond sinister. I feel like sinister is like the suggestion of maybe something bad's going to happen, and this was just an out and out bloodfest.
It was R, though, not PG.
Oh, it is R?
I think it's R.
Definitely not PG-13.
Well, that's
no.
good. I like that, because that's I'm more likely to be scared by that, like by the actual violence, rather than just a ghost going, hey.
Yeah. No, the ghosts are bloody in this one, for sure.
I don't get too scared by that. All right, that's a great answer, but will you see Sinister 2 is the follow-up question.
I'd say unlikely.
Okay, so it didn't grab you enough to follow through the series.
Mm-mm.
What if the third chapter comes out and they say it's the best of them all?
I'll see it. I'll see it. I'll be fooled.
Because that's the oldest trick in the book.
It is.
It's the best one in the series. can be said about any shitty series of movies. All right, you guys. Before we get into the games that matter, we're going to play a quick round of Tell the Truth. This is a game where I just go down the line, ask each of you the same question, and I want you to give me an honest answer. We'll start with the creator of You're the Worst, Stephen Falk. What's your favorite Will Smith movie?
I Am Legend.
Tell the Truth! Aya Cash, do you have a favorite...
6 degrees of separation.
Will Smith movie? Tell the Truth!
Thank you. Do
you have
separation.
One? It's 6 degrees of... Really?
I could only think of Hitch, which I haven't actually seen, but he's in that. I have no idea what
Doug,
movie.
Can I do an impression from Hitch?
Sure, you can.
I love this.
Security guard at Ellis Island. Anything for Hitch.
That's exactly what he sounds
Whoa,
like.
Whoa, even the security guard at Ellis Island is up for helping out Hitch in any way. Like, Hitch knows something about him and has him over a barrel. What about you, Heather? Do you have a favorite Will Smith movie?
I like The Pursuit of Happiness.
Tell the Truth!
I do. I like that scene where they're in the bathroom.
Oh, Jesus.
They live in a bathroom.
And I like the scene where he's at the fence and he tells the son to, like, follow his dreams.
Through a fence.
They're at a fence.
They're at a fence.
They're
next to each other at a fence.
There's a fence.
Oh, okay. Todd?
Independence
Day. Tell the truth!
That was the truth.
Why?
Because the aliens come and he says, welcome to Earth, and he punches out an alien. It's You're a good
right.
movie.
You're right. Janet?
Here come the men in black.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
She sang her answer.
And I'm sure he raps at the end of every movie, including Pursuit of Happiness.
My favorite rap that he does is at the end of The Legend of Bagger Vance. He raps getting baggy with it.
I know the Wild Wild West rap, but I won't do it.
Oh, here. you know you can do it?
Yeah. James West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this. Running this, brother gunning this. Artemis. Ah, shit. I forgot that.
That is crazy that anyone knows that.
I don't know the Pythagorean theorem, but I know that.
Yeah. All I know is Amar is, was, were, be, being, been, do, does, did, have, has, had, can, could, shall, should, may, might, must. And I don't even know what those are.
What Will Smith movie is that from?
Yeah, it's from Hitch 2 in theaters soon.
Wonderful.
What was your favorite? MIB?
Yeah, MIB.
Men in Black, the first chapter?
Yeah.
What did you think of the second and third one?
I thought it was all right.
Tell the truth! Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Ladies and gentlemen of my distinguished You're the Worst panel, you guys really are, you're the worst panel. You get to choose what name tag you'd like to play for in the game portion of the show tonight. There's lots of exciting ones. And just get up and physically go choose the name tag you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back!
Hey, everybody. There's no sponsor of this app. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening throughout 2015. And say that I look forward to making more shows for your ear holes in 2016. And be sure to stop by DougLovesMovies.com or DougLovesShirts.com or iTunes and pick up premium episodes, shirts, my albums, all that stuff is all out there. Anything that you purchase is very much appreciated, and all I have to say right now is, back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. And that was, I think you guys did a good job. We'll start with Janet. Who is this?
Here's the thing.
This one's really crinkled up.
Yeah, no, this is what happens when you try to be a nice person. And why you should never should be. All due respect to you guys, I'm excited about this. Just in the sort of front of the theater with the light, hot lights shining on all these super fancy ones. Listen, you're going to see a lot of glitter and glamour.
You know, a lot of people were trying to hide their talent. They're trying to show that they have talent that they don't necessarily, they may not necessarily have. These are people who were unafraid to print out a shitty piece of paper with some shoddy photoshopping that they then folded repeatedly. Yeah, over and over with sweaty hands.
I think they folded it the maximum amount of times.
But they were back there, and I was like, oh, no one's going to pick them because they're all the way back there. And so I walked back up there, and I looked at it, and I looked around, and I was like, I can't turn around and not take it. It's the only one around this area. And so I said, fuck it, and I brought it up. And that's what happened.
And it's Freddy versus Jason. Yeah. Two guys made this?
Well, it's Freddy Prinze Jr., and that's me.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah. He changed it to, and then Jason, that's him.
Yeah, Jason, I love you, buddy.
All right, the less we say about it, the better. I'm excited to move on to this next one because I recently gave away a lot of stuff that I owned because I had to move and I wanted less stuff, and two of the things I gave away have come back to haunt me. This Cuisinart Total Touch electronic toaster I gave away, and I even wrote "eat!" exclamation point and my name on it. And then this little figurine up here was made by a gentleman named Ping, and that's supposed to be me. And they were like, "Are you sure you want to give this away? Won't Ping be mad?" And I went, "He's going to hear about it on the podcast and be so excited." And so now here it is.
Yeah.
That day has come. And then, but then the poster inside of the toaster
says
Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah.
Tommy. So your name is Tommy?
Tommy,
and you came by my apartment and got this toaster? All right.
Well, your name is crossed out, so it was formerly Doug's Brave Little Toaster.
It's not my little toaster anymore, it's his.
Wait,
does it work as a toaster?
Oh, it's great.
All right.
Do you get to keep it? Does Todd get to keep the toaster?
No, I don't get to keep the toaster.
I think Todd should get to keep the toaster.
All right, I'm keeping the
toaster. But I don't think that's
what
Tommy intended.
No.
I think Tommy wants that back because he's got some plain bagels tomorrow morning.
It's a nice toaster.
He doesn't want to eat cold. All right, so there's that. And then who are you playing for, Heather?
What's your name?
Jean. It should be on there.
Oh, where's
Jingle.
Your name?
Jingle.
Jingle all the way.
But it says Jean. I didn't know her name was Jean. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Did you think the movie was really called Jingle?
No.
All the way?
No. I just didn't know which part of it was her name. Anyway, I chose the...
Her name is Gull.
Her name is Ungle.
Yeah. Play it for Ungle.
Are you a fan of the Jingle All the Way movie?
No, but I...
Why did you pick this damn name tag?
Because I can impersonate Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, here we go. You already sound quite a bit like him, so it's not much of a leap. But go ahead and let us hear your Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm getting the chopper! I'm a kindergarten cop.
I like that.
I don't believe he ever said, I'm a kindergarten cop.
Well, in my...
Even in kindergarten cop.
In my impersonation.
It would blow his cover if he said, I'm a kindergarten cop.
Well, in my impersonation, he says it. There you go.
I love that impersonation. If at any point during the show you think of any other things that Arnold might say, we'd love to hear him. Aya, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Johnner.
I noticed that one.
Johnner,
I didn't
like
know
boner?
It was in a three-ring
Johnner?
Binder. But when I noticed it earlier, it's a really complicated device that probably couldn't get through most airports.
Yeah. No, I picked him not only because it was flashy and looked like it took some work, but also because he was in the front row, and I respect people who get here early because I was an hour early, and I just have a lot of respect for people who are waiting in line. That wasn't even a joke.
That
was
a great
just like
reason
me giving
for
back.
Choosing that. Yeah, no, that's terrific. And congratulations, Johnner. I was teasing him earlier, and he was making a "it's gonna work" face, and his face was right. Steven, who you got?
Oh, so I'm a fan of like shitty movies that are super obscure and should not have been made, and this is a Phil Collins starring vehicle, Buster. I'm also a fan of people who bring dogs to places they probably shouldn't be, but this guy has a dog.
It's a service dog. Oh, it's allowed. A service dog.
I know. And it also says, dog loves movies. But that's none of those are the reasons I picked it. There's free candy on it.
Yeah, what is that candy?
M&M mint.
Oh, I don't think I've had the M&M.
Well, you
mints.
Will, sir.
You'll force me to have some?
Yep.
All right, well, not congratulations, but good job picking your name tags, you guys, because I've got a few games that I'm going to put you through here that's going to determine who in the audience wins the entirety of the prize bags. It's two bags now because of the You're the Worst bag.
I'm very excited.
This first game is going to determine who goes first in the next game. And that's all it determines, so don't tense up too much.
Gene, you're going to lose. Like, I already lost the game.
Sorry, Gene, go all the way. She's not going all the way for you tonight. Doug Loves Musicals is the first game we're going to play. I love musicals. I try not to be ashamed of it. I'm going to name songs from a movie musical. And the first person on this stage, the first creator or cast member of You're the Worst, who can guess the correct title into your microphone, is the winner. Does anybody on the panel feel confident about their knowledge of songs in musicals?
Nope, no.
Absolutely not.
All right, good. That's how I like it. Because then we play a game at the end, because every musical has a song in it that's the title of the musical. So at the very end, we're going to play a game where you just have to be the first one to repeat the title. But somebody might get it before then. This is a movie musical with the songs Suspended in Time.
Brigadoon.
Great guess.
Back to the Future, the musical? Is that a thing?
Not a great guess.
I don't know. I just guessed Brigadoon because it's the only musical I can think of.
The Fall. You Made Me Love You. Whenever You're Away From Me. Somebody out there knows it, but don't say it. All Over the World. These are songs.
Around the World in 80 Days. Is that a musical?
One movie musical. If they made a musical of Around the World in 80 Days.
Well, question, could it be a cartoon musical? Like Aladdin?
It could, but it's not. Don't Walk Away is a song from this musical. Dancin'. Very generic
the
title
Cash,
for a song in a musical.
The Bee Gees musical.
Yes, no. Suddenly is a song in this musical. Stephen Falk looks like he's either going to answer or sneeze. I'm Alive. Oh, that really perked him up.
Little Shop of Horrors?
No. Magic.
Magic.
Oh, that'd be a great name.
Xanadu.
It is Xanadu.
Wow.
Xanadu is the next fucking song on the list.
Wow.
Janet Varney knowing too much about Xanadu. That's got to be embarrassing.
Wow.
How many songs did that take?
That's got to be bad news to the whole Varney clan.
I've never seen Xanadu.
Yeah, you've never seen it, but no. How'd that come into your head then?
Because I know that song. Magic.
Olivia Newton-John, that was the biggest hit single probably from Xanadu's Magic.
I know that song word for word.
Yeah, you got to believe
musical.
We are magic.
Nothing can stand in our way, Doug.
Nothing can stand in our way. Got to believe we are magic.
Don't let your aim overstray.
That's really the words, don't let your aim overstray?
I think it's ever stray.
Ever stray,
like,
but either
better.
Way, don't let your aim stray?
I think so.
Shoot it
so
on my face.
Pig Latin. It's hard to do when you're wearing roller
come
skates.
Come on, aim it at me. Not over there. Friendly fire's not good. Holy wow. All right. Well, good job. Janet Varney is our winner of that game. That means she gets to go first in a very difficult game that intimidates a lot of people. Todd, you've heard it.
Yeah, probably.
Last Man Stanton.
Oh, Last Man Stanton.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good game. It's a good game.
This is where we're going to I'll participate too for fun. We'll take turns starting with Janet, and then we'll go to Todd, naming movies that one particular actor or actress was in. I'm going to get a suggestion from the crowd. People tweet me pretty relentlessly that they have the perfect name for Last Man Stanton. Where is at Liz _?
Yeah, over here.
I was going to say, pretty unlikely there'd be more than one Liz _. Quick.
Yeah,
yeah, that's you. What is the name that you have for us to play with? Okay, but what will you give us a serious answer? No, I like it. I like it. Russell fucking Crowe is what Liz Quick thinks we should play with. So, Janet, all you got to do is name any movie that has Russell Crowe in it.
Gladiator.
Yeah, you went right to the biggest one.
Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah. Got nominated. He won the Academy Award for that one, didn't he? Or did he win for Todd?
Romper Stomper?
No, he did not win for that. But good answer. You should have. I think I would have held on to that one.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm freaking out. Okay. So I'm not. There's no strategy happening at all. I'm just like, Romper Stomper! Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome, Todd. Heather, any Russell Crowe movie?
Les Mis. Les Miserables.
Sure, I'd take either. Les Miserables, blah, blah, blah. God, it's so funny when he jumps off that building.
You're mean. I'm just gonna say, you're a meanie.
Here in my solitude. All right, Aya, what do you got for Russell Crowe?
The Insider.
Okay, that's a tremendous movie. I won't be mean about that.
Good.
Fucking whistleblower. Steven?
L.A. Confidential.
Mm-hmm. Keep it to yourself.
You did that joke in Kansas City Confidential in another episode.
I did?
Listened to today. That's why I'm laughing.
The word confidential comes up. I say
I
keep
You're
it
like,
to yourself.
Don't say
it's
about
a knee jerk. It's just like what happens if somebody says, my wife. My wife! I'm going to go with A Beautiful Mind. Which that might have been, he won the Oscar for that, right? I think so. He was nominated for Gladiator. Janet?
Master and Commander.
Full title, please.
To the Far Side of the World.
Okay. Even if that's wrong, I'll take it.
That was pretty much it.
It was close enough.
And that was I was thinking. Yeah. So I'm fucked.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. No.
Well, just take a second.
Give me a second.
Take a deep breath.
I really don't remember any other Russell Crowe movies.
He's been in so many.
There was that one where
he was like, hey, I'm going to catch you. And then there was another one. I was like, I'm going to write about that.
I'm going to write about that?
Wasn't he a writer in one of them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really
all right. Well, that's okay. You'll be back for the next game.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Todd's out. Heather?
Ah, shit. Wow, I don't know why I can't think of another movie in this man.
It's because you're sitting up here and they're all watching,
yeah.
And you have to come up with a
Everyone
movie.
Everyone in
Russell
this
Crowe
audience can think of another Russell Crowe movie.
It's so.
Because they're in the audience.
And they want to tackle us.
That the audience is the place where the brains work. These lights, they fry your brain, and you can't think of a fucking Russell Crowe movie, even though he puts out like 2 or 3 a year. I just saw one on a plane. can't remember what it's called, though. Are you out?
I think I'm out.
All right, she's out.
There's no shame in that.
No shame at all.
All right, I'm going to say Proof of Life.
Yes.
Nice. I was trying to think of what that was.
Yes.
Yeah, broke up the marriage.
With Meg
sexy
Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah, fiasco.
Yes, that movie got a lot of attention on People magazine.
Yeah.
Us covered that movie a great deal. Steven?
A Good Year.
Oh, okay.
Wine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was his wine movie. I never saw it because it looked boring. All right. I'm stalling a little bit because it really is hard to remember the exact titles of these things, but I'm going to say The Water Diviner.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's
right.
It.
Right?
That's
right.
It.
He directed it.
Good. Oh, he directed it.
Yeah.
Good for him. Big hit. Big hit. Everybody loves it. Did you hear the way everybody thought about applauding when I said it? Janet, do you have another one?
Noah?
What's that's got more words in it, though, doesn't it?
Really?
Is it just Noah?
I thought it was like Noah.
Just Noah.
No, I think it's just
Noah. Noah way.
Yeah.
How'd that dude
Afraid
do that?
So.
All right, just Noah. Yeah, you're right. I think it's just Noah. Good for you. Who's the... we could skip a couple people. Did I have one last round? Yeah, so she's...
I had one last round. I do not have one.
Oh, yeah, you had Proof of Life last time. That was a good pull. Yeah.
Nope. I don't have it. I'm not dragging it out. We can move on.
Don't drag it. Whatever you do.
I'm all
right. Oh, I just thought of a good one. No pressure, Steven. Thought of a real good one. So proud of it.
I hope it's not the one I've been holding on to.
Just think to yourself, he did some that were domestic, some that were foreign.
Sure. I'm going to say... throwing a phone at the Mercer concierge.
Oh, that is a good one. I want to say The Quick and the Dead.
Ah!
Oh, good book.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And audience members know some more ones too, I bet.
Wait,
Cinderella
what,
Man.
We haven't, what happened?
Oh, you haven't
I'm
lost
not out.
I apologize. You could say Cinderella Man
say
if you want.
I was going to say that.
Go ahead and say it.
That feels like cheating, though.
Okay.
But I for sure was going to say Cinderella Man.
Yeah.
I know. That's.
It's not cheating.
Sorry.
It's not cheating. I apologize
for
cutting
the game short. I was
going to say
that before when
short.
I went blank as well.
Okay, so you're back in.
I was
going
to say it, too.
All right. So everybody's back in. Kether, do you have another one?
Kether,
Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
So I can be back in the game?
Yeah, everyone's back in.
Oh. Okay.
I just made a decision that everyone's back in.
All right.
If you have another one.
All right, let me think for one sec.
Okay. I tried to open it up to the audience, but... All we got was Cinderella.
I have one
so,
more.
So we're in good shape. Oh, you have one more.
Yeah.
Janet,
for you.
No, Janet.
Oh, I just thought of another one.
Okay, well, I'm going to probably tap out
don't
after this
Don't say it
one.
Yet. Though.
Okay.
Let's wait till it gets around to you. Anything else, Kevin?
I'm just picturing him like, I feel like his hair is always messy and he looks like an egg face. Like.
Yeah, just picture that egg face. What else is that egg face done? What other egg face businesses
he
got into?
Like, he has like saliva.
That's helping. I think that's helping me to come up with another one, thinking of that egg face.
I don't know. I give up. I'm
All
out.
All right.
Again.
Good try, though. Aya, did you come up with a new one?
No, I
okay.
did not.
Steven?
No, it's you, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you and Janet.
All right, I just wanted to let you back in if you want.
I appreciate it.
Let's see if this is the one you have, Janet. But you're gonna be our winner regardless. You killed it. American Gangster. What do you have?
Doug, I don't know why I remember this. It was the first movie I ever saw him in, and it was before anyone gave a shit about who he was. I'm pretty sure he was the villain in a little movie called Virtuosity.
Holy shit.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
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 Wow.
Now I have to think of one more.
Give her the toaster.
Oh, I'm good. I have this.
What was that one that he was in that was so boring and nobody went to see it?
The Ridley Scott one? That wasn't Gladiator?
Oh, he did a Ridley Scott one that wasn't
Gladiator? Yeah, I just remembered it, but I don't know the full title, so I would have been screwed anyway. Oh. It's about an archer, a famous archer who steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
It's just called Robin Hood.
Is that
straight
it?
Up, yeah.
It's not like thieves in tights or something?
All right, so Janet's our winner, but what titles did we miss? Man of Steel, that's right.
Oh,
East Jor-El and Man of Steel.
Nice.
That's horrible.
What's that?
There's one where he's a gay Australian?
Gay Australia guy.
What was that called? The Sum of Us? Okay,
The Sum of Us.
The Sum of Us.
Mystery Alaska, the hockey thing.
Whoa,
right.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Mystery Alaska.
310 to Yuma, I love that movie.
Oh, it's a great remake.
Oh.
Quick and the Dead was a sweet pull, though.
Yeah, I was happy I came up with that. Quick and the Dead's a pretty amazing cast. Like Gene Hackman at his hammiest. He quit doing movies, a few movies after that. Let's play another game.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But Janet won that one.
Way to go, Janet.
Janet's dominating tonight, but it all comes down to the reverse Malton game. Anyone here can win at this point. But we'll start with Janet. She gets to pick between three motion pictures. And Janet, pick the one that you think has the most actors in it that you can name. Actor, of course, meaning actors or actresses. The one word encompasses both. It do, you guys. And then we'll, which direction were we going in that last game? We were going that way?
Yeah, we're going.
So we'll go to Steven next after Janet picks. So be ready, Steven. Janet, which one of these movies do you think you know more actors from? Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, Election, or High School Musical 3?
Oh, my God.
Senior year.
This is the one. I was like, if we play that game, and it's three movies that I don't know or care about, really, all due respect to all three.
Especially
High School Musical 3.
Election. The Election is a
No, that's a great movie. Great movie. Can I name more than two actors in it? I don't think so.
Well, you could pick it and bid two names and hope that Steven can't
he's really
top
good.
That.
He's good at stuff.
no, I got nothing.
Which one of those? You got to pick one of them.
Name at least two.
I know.
Romeo.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I know. That's kind of where I'm stuck, I guess.
I mean, well, you might as well do it. And then, and then maybe I don't know. Falk will probably kill it.
I know. He will kill it.
But I don't know. You got a shot. It.
Yeah. Thanks for the pep talk.
Yeah,
is
this normal? I like this, Todd, that you talking her through it so I don't have to.
He has to do this with all our scenes. Like right before we shoot, I'm like, I don't think I can't, I don't got this.
You can do it. You know your lines.
I don't know. I really don't know. I will say Romy and Michelle, but that's, I can name two people.
All right. She says she can name two people out of Leonard List's eight people. So how many of those eight do you think you can name, Steven?
Three.
You have to top her. He says three, Aya. So you have to bid more or challenge Steven to name the three. Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion from 1997.
I
want but I you can't. To know.
And you know she'll challenge, because you know she's not going to.
She won't know the rules.
She just asked if she could look it up on IMDb.
No, she won't know the rules.
I don't trust her.
I know three.
We have to stop it here.
I know three. So you have to say four and hope she doesn't
know the rules. I challenge you, Stephen Falk.
Don't do that.
It's done. I've already said the words.
I know three. I'm
no backseas.
She insists. So, Stephen has to name three people from Romeo and Michelle. In any order. They just have
Mira
to be three
Sorvino,
of them.
Lisa Kudrow, Alan Cumming.
All correct, yes. Sinead Garofalo, Mia Campbell, Mia Collette, Kristen Bauer, and Cameron Manheim.
I guess she was in
wow.
there.
Wow.
I don't remember
there
that.
There was no shame in what happened.
Yeah. No.
What do you mean, though?
No shame in anyone's game. But Steven has a point.
Yay, Steven!
Yeah, Buster, I'm giving you a high five right here in front of you. Boom.
Janet, you know we have to let him win or else.
Oh, for sure.
Of season three.
The network told us that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll start with Janet and head towards Todd. And Kether, yeah, so you guys have to get ready.
Wait, why do I have to go first
again? Janet gets to pick. You love picking.
I do?
Gives you an advantage.
Okay,
gives you a chance to tell everybody you don't know.
Sure. First.
Thor, Iron Man 3, or Thor the Dark World? Which one of those?
I guess Iron Man 3. But,
okay.
That's
respectable. Leonard lists 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people from Iron Man 3. How many can you name?
You're going to be able to name more than me no matter what, for sure.
Yeah. You shouldn't say anything at this point. Yeah, I'll settle for that. What do you got? Maybe two? The guy and the other person?
They all seem the same. Does the suit count as a person?
Yes, if you just say Iron Man suit.
This is so embarrassing. I feel like I should know.
No, don't feel bad.
Three.
Three? She says three, Todd.
I'll challenge
you.
You're going
to challenge me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, do three.
For three?
Yeah. You got to name three people.
Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, Don Cheadle.
Whoa! Damn!
Those are the only three I could name, so.
She didn't even fall into the Terrence Howard trap. Yeah.
No.
Because he dropped out after one, and Cheadle stepped in. So,
did
yeah.
He drop
so,
out? He dropped out?
Well, he, you know, had money negotiation issues, I think.
There was tension.
Really?
That's what I
heard.
You don't
think he got along with RDJ?
I don't know.
Who that is?
No.
All right, wait. So so Janet just got a point.
Yes.
Right? Shit, I got to move this along. Apologies to whatever's next. This might not happen. I got to recycle some of these titles because I've only got enough for... I'm used to having three guests, so I'm not used to this game being protracted in such a way. But we'll see what happens. Oh, we will see. It's going to happen right now. All right, so since... who challenged who there?
I challenged Janet, yeah.
All right. So we'll start with Kether and then go towards... Aya and Steven, so get ready down there on that end. You get to pick between three movies, Kether. All right? Which one of these do you think you know the most actors from? The World's Greatest Athlete, The World's Greatest Lover, or The World's Greatest Dad?
I challenge you.
It's tough. It's a tough, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I apologize. Even know these are movies. I don't even know.
They are movies. Two of them are from the 70s.
And Warner Bros.
Those are just mugs.
And World's Greatest Dad is from 2009. You're not familiar with that movie?
I don't know any of these.
I am.
Gotcha.
I am.
Yeah. So just pick one that sounds the best to you, and we'll see how vicious Aya is in her strategy. World's Greatest Athlete, World's Greatest Lover, or World's Greatest Dad?
World's Greatest Lover.
All right. Leonard lists nine people in this movie. How many can you name, Heather?
Zero.
Okay. So... I don't. We need you to bid.
Hey, it's the first time for everything.
We need you to bid at least one name.
One.
And see what happens. Okay, Aya, you can challenge Kether to name one person from World's Greatest Lover, which would be. I mean, I know she accused me of being mean, but it would be a mean thing for you to do. But you would also probably score a point. Unless
it's
you
right,
just randomly guess somebody that was in this movie.
It's a game, I understand.
From 1977.
Throw me under the bus. It's fine.
I challenge you.
Okay. So I have to say right, who I think is
on.
One person.
Just guess one person that might be in this movie. If you guess like a really famous actor that was
Ryan
around
O'Neal.
1977.
I don't know.
1977.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who do you think was around then and would be in a movie called The World's Greatest Lover?
Farrah Fawcett.
Oh. Because I was going to, if it was in the later times, I would have said Antonio Banderas.
Of course.
But
he was, we all he know was that. Four, he...
Who would be a lover in the 70s?
Who isn't into Puss in Boots?
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, that's a terrific guess. Incorrect.
I know I'm going to lose anyway, so we it might
was
as well.
It was a Gene Wilder film, the great Gene Wilder.
Oh, you knew that, Jack?
Co-starred with a lot of funny people. Carol Kane, Dom DeLuise, Danny DeVito was in this movie. Yeah. But that means that Aya gets a point.
Yeah.
For Aya. Mm-hmm. And that means we're going to start with Todd and move towards Janet.
Okay.
And Todd, apologies, but we've run out of movie titles.
Oh.
So you get to pick between all the titles we've mentioned so far: World's Greatest Athlete, World's Greatest Dad, Election, Thor, or Thor: The Dark World. Settle down, High School Musical 3 fans. But yes, that is also
High School Musical 3.
That is the movie in the mix that will not be chosen by any of these adults.
I'll go Thor: The Dark World.
All right, most recent Thor. Leonard lists a lot of names. We're talking I hate when people have three names. Makes it difficult to add it up. 14 names. 14
Whoa.
Names.
I'll do six.
Whoa. Janet, he says six.
I can think
names
of one, so I guess I have to challenge him, right?
I guess you have to. Thor: The Dark World, he's got six names from the 2013 Thor movie.
Shit.
Now okay. Are you panicking now?
I think I can do it.
All right, don't say whether he's right or wrong on each one. We'll just hear all six, and then we'll tell you if you succeeded.
Chris Hemsworth, Anthony Hopkins, Rene Russo, Idris Elba, Tom Hiddleston, and Natalie Portman. No.
No.
I'm afraid I have to make you stay with what you said the first time around.
Okay.
And that was correct!
Show off!
And but the whole reason I picked it is I wanted to say Stellan Skarsgård, and his fucking name went out of my head. I just wanted to say Skarsgård.
You were excited to say Skarsgård?
Yeah, you fucking nailed it, man. That was good. Who'd you miss? Kat Dennings?
I auditioned for that role.
I like
you
her.
Did?
Yeah, I really want those residuals.
Ray Stevenson. Zachary Levi is in there?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. All right. Great job.
Thank you.
Wow.
I feel
good.
I feel good. It's a great night.
All right, we'll start with Steven, then we'll move towards Aya, and Steven gets to pick between all the remaining movies, the first Thor, World's Greatest Dad, High School Musical 3, Election, or World's Greatest Athlete.
Todd, you've wasted your life.
Yes.
World's Greatest Dad, I know one.
Okay. So he starts with a one as his opening bid, and Leonard lists eight. Aya, what do you think? Can you name two or more people from World's Greatest Dad?
No, I cannot.
He seems pretty confident that he knows one.
Yeah, no, well, I could say two, but I know what's about to happen. So actually, no, you need a point. Two. Thank you for mine.
Wonderful strategy. Kether, you could challenge Aya to name two people from World's Greatest Dad. Feels like she can't. I don't know if she's bluffing for the win, but yeah, you got to challenge her, I think.
Challenge.
I
think that's what you got to do.
I love you, but I'm going to challenge you.
I love you too, and you can have a point.
Yay!
Because you don't know anybody from World's Greatest Dad?
Not a one.
Robin Williams, Daryl Sabara, Jeff Pearson, Mitzi McCall, Tom Kenny, Toby Huss. Great movie if you get a chance to check it out. Directed by Bobcat Goldthwait. And that means that Kether's got a point. Yeah. Everybody has a point.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so we're going tiebreaker. I've selected a movie ahead of time.
Feels good to have a point. I feel like I'm part of this now.
You are. You're so in it now. And Todd gets to start us off, and then we'll head in Jan's direction. And that's the way we were going last time, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Dude, I prick these things. I pick these things in advance, so I apologize.
Okay.
But the movie is Dreamgirls. Splashy and savvy, according to Leonard Maltin, from 2006. He lists 9, 12, 14 names from the motion picture Dreamgirls. How many can you name, Todd?
One.
Strong opening bid. Janet?
Two.
She says two, Steven.
Three.
Steven says three, Aya.
Three as well?
Three also? You got to go deeper or you got to challenge him?
That was me going deeper. Shit.
We need people to be able to get home
time
to watch the season finale.
Yes, I challenge you. I challenge you.
She challenges you three names, and this is all yours, Steven.
Showgirls.
No, no.
Showgirls!
Dreamgirls.
Showgirls!
Dreamgirls.
What?
Dreamgirls.
Eddie Murphy. Jennifer Hudson.
Really?
Can I give a hint?
No,
can I
give
no hints.
Your
no,
turn?
No hints.
Listen.
Can I call a clock on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You really can't come up with a third one? Who do you have so far?
Just start listing showgirls.
Eddie Murphy and Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. Okay, one more.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
God damn it.
You got this.
5 seconds.
Gina Gershon. Kyle MacLachlan.
Wrong movie.
Stop it, Todd.
Dummy. I don't know, Doug.
I have one.
Oh, my God. That's so... I thought you were going to pull it off. Well, yeah, you can knock the nail in the coffin, because but I you're the winner.
Do it, do it.
Beyonce.
Beyonce Knowles. I don't know. Aya Cash is our winner, everybody. Oh,
see, getting her early counts.
Where's Johnner? Where are you at? There you are. Come get your stuff, man. And you want your name tag back? Yeah, he'll get it. He'll get it eventually. Everybody else, pass your name tags down to me because people have written stuff on the back that they want me to say.
Here's your toaster, Doug.
Does the Brave toaster have something on the back? Oh, it's in there.
It's inside.
It's in
the
that
toaster.
Part. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool how people do it. I appreciate it. Steven, can I get yours? Or I already got yours, did I?
No, here it is.
Whose did I take already? Oh, the Johnner one, which I don't need.
Sorry, Jingle.
Who wants the... you don't want the M&Ms?
I do.
Okay, there you go. You can have those. Oh, here's the shithead. Wow, it's really tucked in here. So, Steven, the season finale of your show, You're the Worst, is happening this evening.
Like now, like immediately.
But people can catch up on the show. Where does it live?
FXX, and it's on Hulu and iTunes, and it airs in an hour if you get home by 10:45. You have an hour and a half. Go home. Watch
yes,
it.
Yes, these 100 people have that option, but everyone else will hear this tomorrow, and You're the Worst is a terrific show to binge watch and catch up from the very beginning through Hulu and whatever means necessary.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you to all of you for being here. Aya Cash, Heather Donahue. Janet Varney. It's like long pause there because I dropped my shit. And Todd Robert Anderson, everybody.
Yes.
But the Robert, you don't care about that so much. That's not just really. A SAG thing.
It's a SAG thing.
Because there's already a Todd Anderson.
There are like 18 of them.
What have they ever done? What are they in?
I don't know. Stuff, I guess.
Todd has a really cool podcast called Toncast. You should check it out.
Oh, thank you, Heather.
Nice. Well, that's nice.
Of her.
Any other plugs you want to get in, Janet? Did anything else you want to... obviously, you're behind SF Sketchfest, which has lots of great shows in January.
We have a Waiting for Guffman reunion up there, and Chris Guest is going to be there, and Parker Posey and Bob Balaban. That's kind of cool. So drive up to San Francisco and come hang out with us.
San Francisco Sketchfest in January. And anybody else? Anything else to add?
I have a question for you.
Sure.
What number on your 365 movies are you on?
I just watched today. I watched movie number 300.
And what was it?
Oh, wow. So it was... Oh, that's a tough question. It was called The Little Death, and it's on Netflix, and I enjoyed it. It's five couples...
it's about orgasm.
Vignettes.
It's about
sexual... issues with couples. Each couple has a sexual problem, and one of them is that the woman in the couple can only orgasm if her husband is crying, and and so there's a funny scene where she, for movie night, she brings home she wants him to watch Sophie's Choice or Philadelphia.
What? It sounds amazing.
Yeah. So The Little Death. And the guy that played Dewey Crow on Justified, who's an amazing actor, it turns out, because this movie's from Australia, he's an Australian actor. So that always trips me out when you get to hear somebody in their actual tongue after thinking they're amazing on something like Justified. And so check that out. The Little Death.
Have you seen Blue City yet?
I saw Blue City, probably the first weekend it was out.
Oh,
and
good.
I was disappointed for life.
Sorry.
Like I will never revisit Blue City.
I think you're being close.
Have you seen the movie Apartment?
The Apartment?
I'm seeing that next week with the Grease cast. The Apartment.
Yeah, that's a good movie. I think you're gonna like it. You know, the morals in it aren't so great because it was filmed in a time before and took place in a time where there was a lot of sexism. Of course, there's none now. It's all gone. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Sweet Home San Diego on Sunday, December 27th at 4:20. DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you again to everyone involved in, except for the ones that aren't here. You're the worst on FXX. Yeah. And as always, non-toastable products are a shithead. David Kosak is a shithead. Yep, that's a personal vendetta. Not being able to think of a clever shithead is a shithead. And pretty much any Republican is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...